Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled Messaging and Positioning, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. When our story opens in June 2024, ex-president and current candidate Donald J. Trump has an almost pathological habit of straying way off topic during his rallies. A debate against then-candidate President Joe Biden looms. Fearing he may jeopardize his front-runner status, the RNC arranges for him to meet with media advisor Richard Tickle to help him refine his messaging and positioning.
Please come in, Mr. President.
Nice office. Tickle, is it?
Yes, sir. Richard Tickle. I've been asked to...
Yeah, I know. Lots of photos, Tickle. Lots of photos. This your wife?
Help you. Yes, sir. That's Rosie. We are on our...
Nice figure. Very nice figure.
Sir?
Richard Tickle. Dick Tickle.
Yes, sir. GOP Chair Whatley engaged my services. Media training.
Don't forget my daughter-in-law, Laura. Hell of a girl.
Yes, sir. A fine lady.
Party of Lincoln. Freed the slaves. Nixon. Misunderstood. Damn shame.
I'm familiar with the history of our grand old party. Indeed I am, sir.
Please drop the formality. Just call me Mr. President.
Well, all right.
Just kidding, Tickle. So, Dick Tickle.
Yes, sir.
Who gave you that name?
My mother, sir. You see, my father ran out on her before I was born.
That's a damn shame.
His name was Longfellow, so I would have been...
I like it. Then I'll just stick to Tickle. You all right with that?
Sure, that's fine.
I wasn't asking.
No, sir.
Tear up, Tickle.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
All right. Now what do I need to know to take down Lion Joe Biden?
I've got a compendium of GOP policy positions in my briefcase.
You don't expect me to read all those papers.
Oh, no, sir. I can read them to you and then give you mnemonic aids to remember them.
I don't want AIDS. Terrible disease. Just terrible.
I wasn't suggesting that we...
Roy Cohn died of AIDS. Roy Cohn was like a father to me.
Mr. President, sir...
More like a father than my own father. That bastard sent me to a military academy. Terrible place.
Sir, please...
What is it, Tickle?
I just want you to remember our policy positions.
Why are you shouting, Tickle?
I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Well, I...
Don't lie to me, Tickle. How am I going to trust you if you lie to me?
That wasn't my intention, Mr. President.
So?
Let's start with the positions, shall we?
What positions?
Shall we start with the...
I got into some interesting positions with Stormy Daniels, I'll tell you that. I had fun. She seemed to enjoy it. Then out of the blue, they tell me, you have to pay her to keep quiet. It'll ruin your chances to be elected. No, it didn't. It was fine. I could have kept the $130,000... Just a terrible shame.
GOP policy position, sir.
My daughter-in-law, Laura, is co-chairman of the GOP. Did you know that?
Yes, sir. You just... Never mind. She was the one who arranged for me to help you.
Really? I thought you said Whately arranged this. What does Laura want?
Well, sir, you have a tendency to go off topic.
She can take that up with Eric.
Take what up with Eric?
Whatever she's after. He's her husband. Since when do I have to take care of everything? It's not like I'm running the country anymore. They took that away from me.
Mr. Trump, please, couldn't we just go over the positions? Scratch that. Policy bullet points that'll help you make your opinions clearer. Clearish. You get me?
I have opinions, Tickle. Why don't you just ask me what they are?
Mr. Trump, I'm sure... Of course. But the Republican Party has defined opinions on various aspects of national and international policy, and they would like you to articulate those opinions during debates, rallies. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Why? Well, because you're the party's nominee.
Look, Tickle, I understand, and frankly, there's an easy solution to all of this. Articulate those opinions, or whatever it was you just said.
Solution? What sort of solution?
It's easy, Tickle. We just rename the party Trump. Then whatever I say is the party's opinion.
We can't do that.
I'm a businessman, Tickle. I cut through red tape all the time. It's wasteful, very wasteful. You don't like waste, do you, Tickle?
No.
Then rename the party Trump, and the problem is solved.
I can't do that. You can't do that.
I can do anything.
Mr. Trump, no. It would take months, maybe years, before we could gather enough support to rename the party. We just don't have that kind of time.
Why didn't you just say so?
Well, okay. So can we get back to...
GOP opinions? Sure. I voiced some very good opinions at that Las Vegas rally the other day. Did you notice that?
Mr. President, I can't help but wonder where you were going with all that shark stuff.
What's the problem?
Are you afraid of them?
I'm not afraid. Did I say I was afraid?
No, but you kind of left that impression.
I like sharks.
Do you?
You know what I like? That program Shark Tank.
Yes, but...
No buts. That Lori Greiner. She's something else.
She is a smart woman.
You can't get on that show unless you're smart. And good looking.
You had good looking women on The Apprentice.
Of course I did. One of them was my daughter Ivanka.
Yes, Ivanka. A nice gal.
You know, I would date her if she wasn't my daughter.
You have said that publicly, and I questioned the wisdom of that at the time.
That's really a shame, isn't it?
That she's your daughter?
No, that there's some kind of, what do you call it, law against that.
Against dating your daughter?
Yes. When I'm reelected, I plan to change that law.
You don't want to do that.
When I'm president, I can do anything.
Not that.
Why not?
It's a biblical edict. It says in the Bible that you can't date your daughter.
That's not in the Bible.
Sir, it is.
I sell Bibles, Tickle. I should know what's in the Bible.
Have you read the Bible?
No, but I've read the Ten Commandments. It's not in there.
Well, no.
Listen, Tickle. I haven't stolen anything or shot anybody. I guess maybe I've committed adultery.
And technically you haven't created any false idols. False business records, yes. False idols, no.
The point is, there's nothing in those 10 that says anything about not dating your daughter.
You know, you're right. But the 10 Commandments are only a very small part of the Old Testament.
Okay, so show me.
What, the no dating your daughter part?
Yes.
We really don't have time. You're here for media training. You know, you're right. But the 10 Commandments are only a very small part of the Old Testament.
Okay, so show me.
What, the no dating your daughter part?
Yes.
We really don't have time. You're here for media training.
What if this comes up, say, during a debate?
What? No. Dating Ivanka is not coming up during a presidential debate.
It might.
As what? A domestic policy question?
CNN, Fox News, all those bastards like to probe. That's the kind of questions that throw me off.
Mr. Trump, if the Bible said you could date your daughter, would you be okay with that?
I just said I would.
No, you need to stop saying that.
You just asked me.
I was being facetious.
I'd like to continue my shark story.
No, don't do that either.
What if they ask me about sharks?
They are not going to ask you about sharks, and they are certainly not going to ask you about dating Ivanka.
Well, Tickle, what are they going to want to talk about?
Inflation? Gun control? Russia? China? The border?
2 days after I take office, all that goes away.
What? What does that mean?
Executive action, Tickle. You're familiar with that, smart guy.
What, like wave a magic wand?
Don't get cute with me, Tickle.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just that executive action is not policy. That sort of answer doesn't articulate a position. It's a reaction to an administrative failure to produce legislation.
Position, position, position. Let me tell you about position. I would rank missionary at the very bottom.
Sir,
my favorite is...
Stop! You are not going to be asked about your sexual preferences during a presidential debate.
No. People like to know that their president is happy in bed.
Do they? I don't think so.
The Access Hollywood tape.
You admitted to sexual assault.
Stormy Daniels.
Cover up and a falsification of business records.
Karen McDougal.
Catch and kill.
She loved me, Tickle. I think she really loved me.
None of that gets us anywhere.
What are you talking about, Tickle? Have you seen the polls?
They're ephemeral, Mr. President. Controversy lingers. It weighs on people when they go to the ballot box.
Well, Tickle, don't you see? There's a solution to that, too.
What?
No more ballot boxes.
What?
Calm yourself, Tickle. Get rid of ballot boxes, and the problem goes away.
Mr. President! Mr. Trump, how are people going to vote if you get rid of ballot boxes?
Tickle, have you ever been a businessman?
You're in my office. I work, if that's what you mean.
Not exactly. A businessman sees problems, and he cuts through the crap and makes a decision.
I don't see how taking away people's access to voting cuts through the crap.
Because, Tickle, where did you go to school?
Harvard.
It was the Wharton School for me, Tickle. I have a BS in economics.
BS sounds about right.
What was that, Tickle? Don't mumble, speak up.
You are right, sir. You are an educated man.
I'm an educated businessman. I see a problem, I solve it. Just ask Cohen, that quisling.
But voting boxes?
Get rid of the goddamn things. They're a nuisance. They cost me votes in Georgia. I can't stand them.
Okay, hypothetically, how would people vote if there were no voting boxes? You're talking about getting rid of polling places, poll workers, all that apparatus. Am I clear?
Clear as a bell tickle. I was beginning to think I was losing you.
You still may. I'm really not sure where this is going.
The people will vote. Now stay with me here. By acclamation.
How's that?
You've been to a beauty contest, haven't you, Tickle?
Well, no.
Too bad. They're beautiful, Tickle. I had Miss USA and Miss Teen USA for years. Atlantic City, just gorgeous. Wonderful town.
You sold them.
Did I ever promote the hell out of those pageants? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, they made me sell them. Terrible people. I made a couple of comments about Mexicans, and suddenly they want me out. No more Trump.
Sorry, I guess.
You know who I feel bad for? The girls. They loved me. I was so good to them, taking pictures backstage. A lot of them ended up with modeling careers because they took photos with me. Can you believe that?
I guess.
You better believe it, Tickle. So my point being, the winners were chosen by the people that love them. No ballot boxes in a beauty pageant. Just a panel of judges saying, you're the best. We want you.
The United States can't pick a president that way.
Sure we can, Tickle.
Who are the panel of judges?
The Supreme Court. You went to Harvard. I'll bet your father regrets shelling out those bucks.
He doesn't. And you can't be serious. The Supreme Court can't just pick our next president.
Why not? I put three of those judges there.
I'm not saying they wouldn't, given the chance.
Good. Problem solved.
No, what I'm saying is they do not have the constitutional authority to just appoint the next president.
You know, Tickle, you're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir. It's just that...
Well, smart guy, they appointed George W. Bush, didn't they?
They settled a hotly contested election. It was a 5-4 ruling that halted the Florida recount.
Handing the presidency to Bush.
That was the net effect, yes. But the Supreme Court by no means appointed Bush.
You're splitting hairs, Tickle.
The American presidency is not a beauty pageant.
Oh, yes it is.
No, please, sir.
Stop crying, Tickle. You know I'm right.
I need food. I need a beer.
Don't look at me, Tickle. It's your office. Pick up the phone. Order something. Burgers with cheese. And Tickle, no pickles.
My stomach hurts.
Stop mumbling. Get on the phone. I love hamburgers. Tickle, you got a 5 for this guy? All I got are hundreds.
Sure, I have a 20 and...
Give it to me.
I might have something smaller.
That'll do. Here you go, my friend. Remember, vote for Trump.
I was going to use that to buy Girl Scout cookies on the way home.
Do Girl Scouts vote?
No, but they're nice kids.
You're getting woozy, Tickle. Let's dig into those burgers. Didn't you order yourself a beer? I don't drink, as you know. My brother was an alcoholic. Poor bastard. Where's your beer, Tickle?
It's not here.
You know where it is, don't you?
No, I'm looking, but...
He's out in his car drinking it right now.
What? Who?
Take off those rose-colored glasses, Tickle. The delivery guy. He stole it from you.
Mr. President, I really don't think that...
That's the whole problem with you liberals.
I'm not a liberal. In fact...
You don't see what's really going on.
Here, sir. Have some water.
Thank you, Tickle. I can't have the once and future president of the United States choking on a hamburger.
No, sir.
The press would love that. Trump forgets to swallow.
Good one, sir.
Nothing like a good hamburger, Tickle. Nothing like it.
Right you are, Mr. President.
Yeah. See anything in my mouth, Tickle? Do you?
No, sir. It's empty.
I swallow my food, Tickle. You're a witness.
I see that, sir.
Anybody says Trump doesn't swallow, I got you to back me up.
Yes, sir.
You're my witness. Not like that lying bastard Cohen. Trump swallows.
You definitely swallow, sir.
So tell me about yourself. What kind of a man are you?
Well, sir, I'm a family man. Rosie and I are...
More water, Tickle. My mouth is dry.
If I may, sir, we have limited time. I'd like to help you refine some top-line statements that you can use.
Top-line? You know I'm more of a bottom-line kind of guy.
Certainly. Let's call this high-level strategic positioning.
You really like that word, positioning, don't you?
It's an important concept.
Okay, shoot.
Now, pretend I'm a debate moderator. Mr. Trump, why are you running for president?
To get even.
You can't say that.
The hell I can't. The 2020 election was stolen, Tickle. Everybody knows that. They're stealing our country, Tickle. Open your eyes.
That's been disproven.
Right out from under you, and you don't even see it.
I'm not blind, sir.
Really? Where's your beer, Tickle?
You're getting off track.
I don't think so. Your beer is gone, and you don't know where it went. 11,780 votes went missing in Georgia. Where are they, Tickle?
Getting even isn't an aspiration. It isn't a strategy. It's not even a campaign slogan.
Aspiration sounds like perspiration. You know, I barely sweat, Tickle. It's amazing. Calm. I am so calm.
When you're asked why you're running, you need to lift people up. Make them feel good about voting for you.
I will keep the criminals out of this country and drill, baby. Drill.
Please make sense. I'm trying to help you.
We are being overrun by criminals, Tickle. They don't like oil. They make viruses. They don't like my friends in Russia and North Korea. And yet, they want to live in this country for free and not pay their fair share of NATO's defense budget. You see anything wrong with that, Tickle? Because I do. The American people do. And that's why I'm going to win.
God help us.
What's that, Tickle? God? You better believe it. God wants Trump to win.
It's Rosie. I should probably get this.
Go right ahead, Tickle. Take your time. I've got to use the little boy's room.
Little what? Never mind. Thank you. I won't be a minute.
Well, the Camptown
yes.
Ladies.
Yes, I'm still at the office. How's it going? The Camptown well, that's hard to say. Just a minute. He's leaving the room. Okay, I can talk freely. He's a total disaster. I can't keep him on track. He doesn't want to be president. He wants to be king. I need to do something. I can't be a party to this. What if he wins? Rosie, are you listening to me? I don't know. Another few minutes.
I hate one-ply toilet paper.
Gotta go. What was that, sir?
Tickle, get your people to buy decent toilet paper. Single-ply comes apart. I had to wash my hands 3 times.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll speak to the janitorial staff about that.
See that you do. I grabbed the last one. You want it?
No, thank you.
Why do they call it Diet Coke? You wonder about that, Tickle? I've been drinking it for years, and it hasn't taken any weight off. Not that I mind. The women don't seem to mind. They love Trump's love handles.
Sir, let's get off debate prep.
Fine by me.
You've got rallies coming up, and I think our time would be better spent drilling some high-level positioning.
You love your positioning.
Well, I'm just thinking of what we need to focus on to get you where we need you to go.
Now you're thinking, Tickle. Now you're thinking.
A vision statement. Something inspiring.
People believe in me, Tickle.
They believe in you. Because?
Because I am their savior.
Their savior? Really?
Yes, Tickle. Yes.
The Gospel of John proclaims Jesus the Savior. Are you saying that you're...
Don't be ridiculous, Tickle. I know better than that. But look at the state of this country is in. The people need me to lift them up. They have told me so.
Then perhaps you should appear to them in a way that would silence even the doubters among them.
I think I follow you. Tell me what you mean.
A velvet robe tied at the waist with a simple hemp rope.
Trump as Savior. Trump is Savior.
That's it. That's it.
Brilliant, Tickle. That's brilliant.
A purple robe. A robe befitting a king.
A purple robe for a savior. For the savior. One question, Tickle. I'm gonna look huge with that thing over my suit.
No, sir. No suit. The robe will be your suit. Your resplendent suit to address your adoring masses and to keep evil at bay.
You mean the haters?
Yes. Well, right. The haters.
The purple robe. My splendid suit.
Resplendent. Okay, splendid is fine. Let's go with that.
I want it. When can I have my purple robe?
I can have one made for you right away.
Good. I have a rally in Akron next week.
Right you are, Mr. President.
Have it delivered to Mar-a-Lago in a plain brown box. I don't want anyone knowing anything about this till I appear on stage.
Mum's the word, sir. No one will ever know I had anything to do with this.
Good man, Tickle. Are we done?
Yes, I think I've done all I can.
CNN, we're live in Akron, Ohio. Former President Donald Trump has expected a large crowd for his first rally following the hiring of a new media consultant. This is certainly the largest crowd we've seen.
We want Trump! We want Trump!
Honey,
we
Rosie, Trump's about to speak.
Coming. Is that the...
Yes, can you believe it? Purple, just like I told you.
You're probably wondering why I'm wearing this robe. Purple. Good color, I think so.
Turn it up a little.
People keep telling me how amazing I am. They say, Trump, you can say that over and over, but there comes a time when you need to show the people. So this guy says, get a robe, a purple robe. Forget the suits. Everybody wears suits. They're not like everybody. Your savior. I'm your savior, am I right?
I take it you're that guy?
I'm that guy.
I thought so. Don't you worry about me. My head is on straight. I took a cognitive test, and I aced it. You're damn right I did. Doc Ronnie, he said I was the healthiest president he feels in history. So I liked him very much immediately.
Dick, honey, they love the robe.
I don't know. I had to take a shot that a vulgar display of vanity might just turn people off.
They... love the robe.
A vote for Trump is a vote for Akron. Little Akron, Ohio. A vote for America. They're going to try and steal it again. Mark my words, folks. Don't let them do it. They're going to try and take me down. Don't let me go down. Don't let me go down on you, America. Lift me up. Lift me up. Lift me up.
And with that, Trump pulls open his robe like an angel's wings and displays his fleshy glory.
Oh my God.
He's stark naked.
I believe this is a first for live television. The former president is nude. He is holding his robe outstretched as though he is some kind of purple flying creature. The crowd has been stunned into silence. Definitely something I never thought I'd say at a Donald Trump rally.
I never would have guessed he's done it. He's finally screwed himself.
Wait. Listen.
He's done. He's finished. He's finally finished.
Dick, listen. Listen.
Something's happening. Well, isn't that something? The crowd isn't booing the former president. They're cheering.
I have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. I love you. I love you all.
Oh, this is horrible. What have I done? What have I done?
It really is shaped like a mushroom.
Stop it. Please.
God bless America.
Turn it off. What are you doing?
I'm laughing inside to keep from crying.
I failed.
Well... not exactly. Not that I should know this, but there's an old street fight adage. You can't beat crazy.
I actually thought I could help him.
Help him what? Be more presidential? In 4 years, nobody helped him.
What do we do now?
We drink. We have sex. We go to the movies.
No, I meant the country.
So did I. So did I.
You have been listening to Messaging and Positioning, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Trump, Kent Bodensteiner as Richard Tickle, Chloe Davis as Rosie, Dustin Davis as the CNN newscaster, and Jim Dowling as the narrator. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting by local businesses and agencies. If you would like to help keep our distinctive programming like Scratched Up Radio Theater stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. If you are interested in volunteering, there's plenty to do. Please email us at info@kkrn.org or call us at 941-9689.
Hey there, this is Thorin Hansen from KKRN 88.5 FM from Round Mountain.
Not again. Not another flat tire.
Just calm down. It happens.
But this is the third time this month.
It's because of these potholes.
It's not fair. I've had it. I can't stand this Corvair. I'm giving it away. I'll just put a sign on it. Take this car. Please.
Why not donate it to KKRN?
What?
Car donations help keep KKRN on the air. You can call 800-500-7433 or go to careasy.org. They'll even come and tow it away.
You're kidding.
They'll sell it. The station gets the money.
They can come and get it now. Saves me a headache. I love that station. What was it again?
800-500-7433. Or go to careasy.org.
Now we can buy a new Corvair. Honey, you're the greatest.